world is becoming more tolerant for LGBTQ individuals, but we still have a long way to go. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Susan Dicklich Nelson, professor of government at Franklin and Marshall College, examines where tolerance stands now.
LGBTQ individuals are the most vulnerable minorities on the planet. Their mere existence often challenges cultural norms, traditions, and power structures. They have been treated as social pariah and scapegoats for the economic, political, and social ills in their countries. Our research shows that the world is far from a safe place for sexual minorities. The FNM Global Barometer of Gay Rights is a country-by-country rating system measuring the human rights of sexual minorities in 188 countries. The GBGR assigns each country a letter grade on the familiar A to F scale. This grading system uses 29 variables in 6 categories that go beyond constitutional protections. Countries are classified as protecting, tolerant, resistant, intolerant, or persecuting based on their score. Most countries in the world earn a failing grade when it comes to LGBTQ human rights. Only 1 country in 10 actively protects the human rights of sexual minorities, while almost 70% persecute their sexual minorities. The Middle East and North Africa were the most persecuting regions in the world, while the most protecting region was Western Europe. Closer to home, the United States earned a grade of C, or resistant. Between 2011 and 2015, the GBGR world mean score rose 2 points, or 7.1%, indicating a gradually rising barometer of tolerance. While indicative of progress, this does not signal success. Sexual minorities have a long way to go before they can enjoy the same rights as their fellow human beings.
That was Susan Dicklich Nelson of Franklin and Marshall College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.